Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Not holding the elevator door. Saying God bless you after only the first sneeze. Leaving just a mouthful of juice in the container. Our world is overflowing with savages. Team PXY explores the fine line of acceptable behavior and complete and utter savagery. It's Team PXY's Savage or Sensible.
All right, let's make a little promise to each other here. Let's try to keep this one on the rails, all right? We don't want to make it political. We don't want it to be a shouting match of Cuomo's stupid or Cuomo's the best. It's not what this is about.
No,
let's just take it for what it is, okay? Can we? This is actually
please,
an interesting... This is this is an interesting social experiment, to be honest with you. Today's Savage or Sensible has to do with the New York State travel advisory list.
Proceed with caution, Corey.
Yeah, I know. So we brought it up in the Team PXY feed last hour. There should be 43 states and territories on the list now. However, there's only 40.
Yeah, that's true.
And that is because Connecticut, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania have not been added to the list, despite the fact that their numbers qualify them too. So I'm going to mention his name. But again, let's try not to make it about him.
It's not about him.
Governor Cuomo said it was not, quote, practically viable to enforce basically the restrictions, right? So that is why they have not been officially added to the list. So if you go to Connecticut, if you go to Pennsylvania, if you go to New Jersey.
You do not have to quarantine.
Correct.
If you come home.
Correct.
If and when you come home.
However, they are encouraging people not to visit those states right now. So there is that.
Okay.
So, Savage or Sensible, New York State, excluding Pennsylvania, Connecticut, and New Jersey from the travel advisory list, even though their numbers qualify. Why? With bated breath, I ask, what do you think? Savage or Sensible?
I got the News 10 alert yesterday. I have the app on my phone. Everyone should download it if you don't have it because it keeps you up to date with everything. It comes right to my watch. And I saw this and I was at first confused.
Yeah.
Thank God I have you
to,
you know, clarify everything because I thought for sure they were on the list.
It would make sense. The numbers qualify. You should be on the list, right? Like if you're going to go by that simple logic.
But when I, you know, got the clarification from you, I was like, what? What do you mean they're not on the list?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I'm not sitting here saying I want them to be on the list. I really don't care either way. I think it's just the principle.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is the principle of the fact of like, you know when your friend does something wrong and like she screws up, right? She's like, she's in the wrong and you know she's in the wrong.
Yep.
But she's your best friend and you're not going to go against her. You're going to back her at all costs.
I love breezy analogies. They're my favorite.
But like, seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of our best friends, all three of our best friends, are neighboring states, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's up, Pittsburgh, New Jersey. Hey, Addison. And then Connecticut. Let's go Bristol. You know, so like, I'm confused as to like why it's okay for like us to pick and choose, but no one's allowed in Tampa. No one's allowed in Florida.
Well,
we can't go to.
No, 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 no. you're allowed. You just have to quarantine when you come back.
Okay.
There's a difference. Don't tell people there's a ban. It's not a ban. You can still go. You just.
But we talked to someone last week who was looked at like she had, you know, the Spanish flu after she came back from Florida. Her whole family was treating her like she was tainted.
Mm-hmm. This was after the 14 days, by the way.
But no one's going to.
Allegedly, she says. There was some listeners that were like, yeah, I think she's
poking some holes in that story.
I think she's full of crap. I think it's been a
week. But no one's going to do that if you come back from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, because it's not on the list, even though it should be.
So you were obviously going savage here.
I think it's full-blown savage.
Okay. By the basic letter of the law, not a law, but whatever it is.
The makeshift law that we have right now.
If you qualify, you should be on the list, right? It's very simple to put it that way. However, I got to go...
No howevers.
I got to go sensible on this because there's more gray area involved. It's not a black and white, yes, no, easy kind of thing, right? And one text, I was leaning sensible the entire way, but one text that we got really pushed me over the edge for this to be sensible. And that is this texter that said, sensible, try living near the border and commuting to work. What about those people that maybe they live right on the border and they're in New York, but they go to Pennsylvania, they live there, but they go to Pennsylvania for work. So every time they go to Pennsylvania, every time they go to work, they have to go back home and take 2 weeks of vacation or 2 weeks off because they have to quarantine. Does that seem like something that's a fair and honestly even possible? Like you have to move. You would have to move if that was the case. I know people are like, oh, it's not practically viable. Political talk, excuse. But however, they're right. There's no way to enforce it. If anything. If you want to talk about how politicians are always mind gaming us and always tricking us and trying to make us believe one thing and they're doing another thing, they're being completely transparent. This is the most transparent the state may have been throughout this entire thing, right? Is like, listen, those states are easily able to drive into. It's impossible to keep track of people going in and out. There's no way to enforce this. Putting it on the list, there would be a backlash to that as well because people would be screaming their heads off about, how are you even going to do this? You have no idea. Are you going to put a GPS tracker in my phone? Are you going to put a GPS tracker in my car?
But that's what people said going anywhere,
though.
Not
true. If you're driving, and it's always been a thing if it's difficult to keep track of someone who's driving. But with a plane, obviously, in theory, again, we've talked about this, and that's not the case all the time, but it is some of the time where there's supposed to be a paperwork trail and all that. You simply cannot do that when it comes to people who are driving, especially so close. And again, I can't help but go back to the example of what if someone lives on the border and they go to, I mean, think about New York City. How many people work there or live there who go to Jersey every single day? It would be impossible. It would be impossible.
This text, I don't know how true this text is.
Okay.
But we can look into it. You only have to quarantine from those states if you're there for more than 24 hours. And we also did talk to Brendan Summers about that, like a layover situation, something like that. So I don't really think that would be an issue if you're going for work.
What if you have?
You're not working for 24 hours.
What if your work? What if your work is you have to go to a training? I mean, this stuff's still happening. It's being socially distanced. It's still an issue.
But like everyone's worked from home for so long, and now all of a sudden we can't do that anymore.
That's not true. It depends on your job. Not everybody. There's a lot of essential workers have been doing the same thing they normally have been. So
I just think it's like, oh, now it's okay. Now it's fine because it's directly affecting us.
I don't think they're saying it's fine or it's okay. I think they're just saying it's simply, they're right. Well, it's not viable.
Light's here.
You can't enforce it.
You can't enforce any of this stuff.
Yes, you can. You can enforce.
No, you can't.
If they were doing it right, and if people were getting the paperwork when they got off the plane from Florida, you
happening.
Can, and they have.
We had someone just call it. Literally my brother.
People are going to slip through the cracks, yes, but there are also people that did say that they had to fill out paperwork, and that contact tracer's checked up on them. All right? So, it's just, you can't. You just simply can't. I actually.
It's just the analogy of like you don't want, you know, your best friend to look like an idiot, so you're going to take her side every day.
I mean, they even said they're going to offer aid to these states. Obviously, these states need help if their numbers are flaring up like that. And they are, again, also saying, yeah, you probably shouldn't go, but not going to be the restrictions in place. All right. Bunch of texts coming through. If you want to jump in on this, again.
I'm going to PA this weekend. I'm going to Pennsylvania. I'm going to Erie.
Oh, wow. That's very sensible of you, Breeze, to make a point.
But I'm not going to stay for 24 hours.
Well, there you go. Then you're fine, obviously. I do want to credit all the texters thus far. I haven't checked Facebook yet, to be honest. Full disclosure here. Yet to see it devolve into what we were hoping
it would.
I just want to bring it back up. Savage or sensible. Once again, if you want to jump in, 585-222-9800. Call or text into the show right now. Vote in the poll up at 98pxy.com. Savage or sensible. New York State excluding Pennsylvania, Connecticut, and New Jersey from the travel advisory list, even though their numbers technically qualify. Let me look at the poll real quick. Oh, it's still it's kind of close. It's kind of close. Let's go to some of the comments up on the text line at 585-222-9800.
Beyond rattled.
Bunch of sensible votes here. Sensible for the reasons already stated. You can't track people driving out of state. I drove my family to Baltimore at the end of August for a weekend and went right back to work after. This texter, sensible people living near those borders who cross over for work would have issues. Besides, this person believes there should be no travel advisory in effect for anywhere in the U.S., saying, don't people see how nuts this is?
What's the point, though? You got three states, what's the difference between three states and 43 states? If we don't care anymore, just let them all in.
You have to admit, though, the driving versus flying, there is a big difference. If you're driving, you're with presumably the people that you probably live with or who you have close contact with normally, right?
But that doesn't matter because you're still in that state.
Breeze. But if you're flying, you're in a confined space with a bunch of other people that you don't know. So just the means of how you get to these places is different, too. Like, you have to admit that.
But you can still drive to Florida.
You can, yes. But I'm saying most people don't drive to Florida. Most people fly.
That's not true. All the snowbirds drive to Florida because they need a car down there.
Okay.
Literally not true.
Show me the stats. Where's your facts of... How many people visit Florida on a given year? You're telling me more people drive than fly.
Some of these states they do. I mean, not just Florida. That's just one example. People can drive to Maryland. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maryland's on the list. All right. It's a very easy drive.
Let's go to the
poll. No one's flying to Maryland.
Let's go to the poll. That's also not true. Let's see. You can always vote at 98pxy.com for Savage or Sensible. For today, New York State, excluding Pennsylvania, Connecticut, New Jersey, from the travel advisory list, even though their numbers qualify. One more quick refresh here. 69% of the people voting say...
Savagery.
I'm a savage.
It's so hypocritical.
However, I would be curious, just out of curiosity, how many of the people that are raging about this, like yourself, Breeze, would also be raging if they did at it?
They wouldn't care either way. I just think it's stupid because I just think that if we're going to do it for what, you can't just cherry pick when you want to be safe.
They just did.
You just can't do that.
They just did. But everyone does. Everyone literally does. We talk about it every day.
So annoying.
Got a topic for Team PXY Savage or Sensible? Email savage at 98pxy.com and we'll put it to the Savage scale. More Team PXY next on the number one hit music station, 98pxy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.